boil water, you know, you think of for tea, you know, just boil the water for tea.
And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you'd say some people like it. What milk? Some people like their coffee.
Black or...
Black or
with milk, or with cream, you know.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for black coffee? Do you ever hear the expression drinking coffee barefoot? Do you hear that?
No.
Maybe your husband did. It's
fine.
I think it's used in Tennessee.
Really? He would
ask him about that barefooted coffee. You tell a child that you can eat what's put before you, or you can just do
without, I guess. Right.
And you say, this morning I, what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Ate my breakfast.
Okay, yesterday at that time I'd already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And something people eat for breakfast made out of ground up corn.
Yeah, cornmeal mush.
Uh-huh. How do you make cornmeal mush?
Oh, goodness. I know you boil water and... You boil water, and then I think you mix some water and cornmeal together, and then you put the that mixture in with the rolling mixture and, you know, salt, and cook it for a little while.
It's similar to oatmeal, I think, for a little bit. Some people cook it and then let it sort of harden, and then you
fry it. No, I've never done that. Just notice the recipe on the back of the cornmeal, you know, which you bread your fish with, you know.
What other things are made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread or?
Corn.
Goodness. That's all I can think of, cornbread.
What about something you eat with fish?
Hush puppies?
Uh-huh. How are they made?
I don't know. I never made any.
Water
and then you fry them, you know, you make the little ball and then you fry them.
Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Never
heard of that? Mm-mm. And something that people make out of flour.
Biscuits?
Or baked in a loaf.
Bread?
What different kinds of bread?
Whole wheat, white, rye,
hoe cakes. Uh-huh. The old timers used to make hoe cakes.
How would they make those?
Make it similar to like your biscuit mix, and only you put your grease in a frying pan and put it on top of the stove. Cook it very slowly, and then by some miracle, turn it over. And also, now I have a sister-in-law that makes her cornbread like this on top of the stove. And like I say again, with some miraculous way, turns it over. Mine would end up in the middle of the floor. But there's, and it's very...
But now they're from up around Virginia, you know, in the mountains.
Okay. Well, now Aunt Jerry was from over on the west coast of Florida, and she made hoe cake, which was like...
Who let the dogs out?
Hey,
Tubby.
What do you put in white bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Uh-huh. And you say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's
bakery bread. Or
okay, what other kinds of bread are made out of flour besides biscuits?
Muffins, something like that. Muffins or popovers.
What's a popover made like?
Oh, you put it in a little muffin pan, and it. I know exactly how you make them, and they just kind of pop over, you know, the top and open up.
Does it have fruit in it or anything?
No.